Welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. That is Ethan Millard, bringing you all things from the Wasatch Front. Today we have two really, really great festivals going on in Utah. They're both fairly new, one of which is the Chili Bird Cook-Off and Showdown out at Snowbird. That is going to be the weekend of the 21st and 22nd. But first, we're going to talk about the event that is this weekend.
Yes.
And that is, Ethan?
It is the Honey Harvest Festival at Clark Historic Farm in Grantsville. Now, this festival is new to me.
Yeah. So, well, isn't it brand new to everyone?
No, it's been going on only for a couple of years.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's a new festival.
New.
But
yeah.
This is the first time hearing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Clark Historic Farms is in Grantsville, and it is a working farm.
Mm-hmm.
That was purchased for, you know, and is being restored for historic preservation.
Okay.
And so it's already a really cool place. And they're always holding awesome events for families and kids or whatever, camps and stuff like that. They even do weddings out there. So they got all kinds of stuff happening. But they do this Honey Harvest Festival. And it's this weekend, Friday and Saturday. On Friday, the event is from 2 to 6 p.m. And on Saturday, it's from 10 to 6 p.m. And it features a farmer's market of great fresh produce, but especially honey.
The honey.
Honey from here, from other regions, all different kinds, all different flavors, all different styles, and then honey products as well. And that's kind of the showcase product at the Clark Historic Farm. It really is awesome.
That sounds awesome. I am such a big fan of honey, especially in my older age as I've developed. You're laughing at my older age.
Yeah.
But I've developed allergies, and I've never had them before. And if you have honey from the local area that you live,
it can help.
It kind of diffuses your allergies.
And that's just one of the cool benefits of honey. So it is – now, it's not just only honey. They actually have a really cool musical component as well.
Oh, neat.
They've got a great – it's the Sweet Fiddlin' Fest. And that's over the top of the Honey Harvest Festival. And on Friday night, they have a jam session.
Oh, nice.
And it's fiddling and banjo and stuff like that. So it's kind of, bluegrass, right? And then on Saturday, they have an actual show and competition. And it's a setup to a state competition.
Oh, very cool.
But if you enjoy fiddling, then you can actually book stage time. You can go and participate
in
this whole thing.
That is very neat.
There's going to be a lot of really cool things. Now, here's the best part of the Honey Harvest Festival. Free admittance.
Oh, that's a perk for sure.
And they've got all kinds of things. They've got hay rides, pony rides. They've got rides in vintage Model Ts, petting zoo, crafts for kids, all kinds of farm demonstrations, and then, of course, the great produce and other things. There are going to be a lot of vendors from all over the place there in kind of a farmer's market style.
And am I correct in saying that bee season is finished for the year? They have put away all their bees?
I have no idea.
Mm, okay.
That may be true.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also very easy to get to. It's in Grantsville, which is, depending on where you are in the valley, anywhere from, 30, 35 miles away.
Where is Grantsville?
Grantsville is over near Tooele.
Oh, okay.
So you drive out.
Oh,
you drive straight
I've
out.
Been there. Yeah. I've been there.
You drive straight out on I-80.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not large. It's not a large town.
Yeah, and it's right off of 80.
It's right off of 80. You get there very easily. And then Clark Historic Farm is actually on Clark Street, which is one of the main roads. So you're not going to
–
you get out there, you're not going to miss it.
Yeah.
But it looks to be a really awesome event that kind of showcases the cool things about the Clark Historic Farm and some of the great local produce. And I feel like all Utahns are obligated to go because, I mean, for goodness sakes, this is the Beehive State.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, this is our first bee and honey related festival.
Yeah, I've never heard of one before, but it's a little bit.
Yes.
It's a little bit late.
Right? I don't know why it took us until 2000 whatever
to have a honey festival.
To have a honey and a bee festival, but we finally did it. So let's all go and make it a big part of the tradition of Utah. Because for goodness sakes, we got honey. We got beehives on our flag, on our state seal. We put beehives on our road signs.
They're everywhere. So you got to go to the festival and support your state.
Maybe we ought to have a law, right? We'll talk to the legislature.
That's one way to do marketing, right?
Well, the honeybee is the official insect.
Mm-hmm.
So just have an official festival that everyone's required to attend.
Yes, required to live in the state.
All right. So that is the Honey Harvest Festival. It's out of Grantsville this weekend. Totally free. If you want more information, clarkhistoricfarm.org. You can also find them on Facebook. That's Clark Historic Farm. Go check it out. When we come back, Taylor's going to tee up for us for the following weekend. Mm-hmm. Another great fall event. Of course, fall means chili, right?
Oh, it sure does.
So we're going to take you up into the mountains to enjoy some good chili, where it's chili and other assorted chili puns. Anyway, we'll be right back. All right. ClarkHistoricFarm.org. That's the website if you want to do the Honey Harvest Festival. You know what? Just do two great weekends in a row. Honey Harvest Festival this weekend, and then head up to Snowbird next weekend.
Yes.
Taylor, tell us what they're cooking up there.
The 21st and 22nd. Well, they're cooking chili, Ethan.
Nice.
And so this is their chili bird cook-off and showdown. So that means there's not only going to be a cook-off with five really, really great chefs from the Salt Lake area that are going to be going up there and making their chili, and you get to go and taste it and vote for which one you think is the best. But there's also going to be a showdown for the average folk like me and you to bring up our own chili, make it at home, and bring it in a 10-ounce container with a lid, and you can bring it up, and then the judges will taste it. That one's not open to the public. It's just the judges. And then they vote. And if you win, you get a prize. And there's three categories. There's the red chili, the white chili, and the vegetarian chili. So if you have a recipe in one of those categories, bring it up there. Get a chance to win some unique trophies. And the grand prize is a snowbird vacation. So, Ethan, you do a snowbird vacation every year. Maybe you should perfect your chili recipe in the next week.
I know. I won't have to spend so much money on it.
Yeah.
Not that it's, like, hugely expensive.
Yeah.
You know, because it's very close by.
Yeah, but it's a nice little package to have.
I love snowbirds so much.
Me too.
Go up there anytime. So I've got no problem taking two vacations to snowbird.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go into this thing. So it is called the Chili Bird?
Chili Bird. Cook-off and showdown. It's going to be out on the plaza deck, which is just right in the main area where the tram is.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the lowdown. It's not just going to be chili. I mean, everybody loves chili.
Yeah.
But there's going to be other things. There's going to be entertainment from 1 to 4 p.m. both days. That's Saturday and Sunday. I assume that's going to be musical entertainment.
Yes.
There is a cornhole tournament. That's going to be both days and at 2 p.m. And you get teams together to win lift tickets.
How did the cornhole board become like the official sport of Utah's ski resorts in the summer? They're ubiquitous. It's like everywhere. Like, yeah, man, we got one of these. Here's
cornhole,
some bean bags.
Of course.
Sure.
I made a fake one with some old pallets and we use Frisbees. It's pretty much the same thing.
It sounds exactly the same thing. So where – let me see here. I'm going to Google Chili Bird. Where can I find this online if I want to
– you just go to snowbird.com, go on their events, or if it's not there, you can search it. I found it on a when I searched it, I clicked on a PDF document that had all the information. It's their official flyer.
Oh, okay.
So here's what else. They're going to have all their regular activities. The tram is going to be going, mountain coaster, bungee trampolines, kids inflatables, and it's all weather permitting. So, be aware that, don't get your hopes up for the mountain coaster if it's going to be bad weather. But the event itself is rain, snow, or shine.
They're doing it. They're not moving it. They're doing it.
Yep.
And everyone's just going to deal with it.
Yep.
Well, and you might get some weather, I guess. It just kind of depends. We're still a ways off of opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Snowbird's announced their opening day already. They're shooting for November 22nd.
Okay.
So that's still a ways off.
Yeah.
But there's snow up there.
Yeah, there is. There sure is.
So it's, take a jacket anyway.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Last thing is bonfires. They're going to have a lot of bonfires going.
Awesome.
So marshmallows, pumpkin seeds, They're going to have all their food and beverage vendors out there, including hot apple cider.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty, pretty cool.
I can't wait.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now is the last thing. There's also on Sunday, just Sunday, is the free chili cooking demo. And that's at 3 p.m. It's going to be 30 minutes long at the Forklift Restaurant. And you're just going to get a demo and learn all the great secrets and tips from Chef RJ Peterson.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So a little cooking class.
Yeah. And then if you want to participate in that showdown and bring your own chili, that's only happening on Sunday. It starts at 12 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to go to the Snowbird website and get the details on that.
Correct.
Does it indicate whether you got to register ahead of time for the showdown or?
It didn't. It just said bring your chili.
Okay. All right then. Yeah. So hopefully that means just show up. That's how I interpret that.
Yeah. If you're interested, I would, do some research on your own. You can't trust us.
Don't trust us, for goodness sakes. Well, if you're serious about it, call up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Just call up there and
get the information. Find out the judges' taste buds, if they like spicy.
Find out who they are. Get on Facebook. Learn what you can about them. Stalk them a little bit on social media,
Exactly.
And, play to your strengths, right?
Mm-hmm. Follow them to the restaurant. They go to dinner and see what they order.
Engage them in random conversation. All right. Well, okay. So two good weekends in a row, Taylor.
Yeah, that's what we got for you.
Awesome.
So take advantage of it. Get out there, taste some honey, and support your local state, the Beehive State.
That's right.
And then get up to Snowbird and do this chili cook-off, because it only happens once a year. And you want to perfect that for the whole season long.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Get out there and explore your Utah.